ACLU is opposed to the act as written simply because it was written in haste, it's sloppy, it doesn't provide constitutional safeguards that we think are essential, and it basically tries to solve a problem without ensuring that there's adequate oversight and adequate accountability in the executive branch.
Under FISA, the government had to go to a court for surveillance authorization. But rather than punish the Bush administration for breaking the law, the Democratic-led Congress changed the law. Now the only authorization needed will be from Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and Mike McConnell, Director of National Intelligence, despite the political and legal hot water Gonzalez is currently in. This prompted Patricia J. Williams in her Diary of a Mad Law Professor column in the current issue of The Nation magazine to call it the Protect Alberto Gonzalez Act of 2007. The ACLU's Mike Feniger described the civil liberties protections that are removed by this law.
This law eliminates a couple things that I think you should know about. First, it eliminates the requirement that foreign intelligence be the purpose of the intercept. Right now, foreign intelligence only has to be a significant purpose of the intercept. There can be a lot of other purposes in there, and we don't know what those might be, and we ought to figure that out. The other problem is that it eliminates the previous requirement to certify that there was no significant likelihood that a U.S. person would be overheard during the intercept operation. And that is a major concern because that requirement, which was in FISA, is no longer in the law as a result of the 2007 Act.
The ACLU has filed papers with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court requesting that it disclose recent secret legal opinions regarding the scope of the government's authority to wiretap Americans, as Feniger explained.
Several months ago, the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence and Surveillance Court, apparently issued an opinion that, in the opinion of the Intelligence Committee, severely restricted their ability to collect intelligence on foreign terrorism and other threats to the United States. The problem with the FISA court is that the FISA court operates in secret. Its opinions are in secret. And we don't really know exactly what that opinion was. We've heard some political commentary about what people think it is. The thought was that a FISA judge prohibited what they referred to in the press as a basket warrant, which would have allowed the NSA to monitor the communications of not an individual suspect, but a large number of suspects when they pass through the United States on fiber optic cables at switching centers on each of the coasts. And the problem is we don't know what this decision actually said, so the ACLU has petitioned the FISA court to release its decision so we can see exactly what it is, what ball game we're playing in.
The law will expire in 6 months unless it is renewed. Feniger said there was legitimate concern with foreign communications over fiber optic cables that happened to be routed through the United States, but that a fix could have occurred that was not as drastic and could have protected American citizens from being surveilled without a warrant.
The problem you run into is how do you allow the intelligence community the access that it legitimately needs while preventing it from abusing the system, as the president apparently did in his terrorist surveillance program, and violate the constitutional rights of United States citizens by allowing their communications to be tapped without the approval required by the Fourth Amendment. So it's a complex issue, and what they've done is they've passed a quick law that doesn't really address adequately the issues of oversight and accountability, and that's a real problem.
Feniger is a retired U.S. Army intelligence officer with the rank of colonel. He has 30 years of experience in Army intelligence and used to be the director of intelligence for U.S. Special Operations Command at MacDill Air Force Base. There is urgency for Congress to fix this law as soon as they return from recess, according to Feniger.
In a free society, where Congress is called upon to make difficult decisions in areas that are intrinsically secret, Congress should take its time, and Congress should make sure that they get it right. And Congress should never pass laws without adequate oversight and accountability built into the structure. You don't want to put the fox in charge of the hen house. That is a bad idea. And that's essentially what this law does. And when Congress comes back, they're going to have to fix it. And my judgment would be that they ought to fix it quickly, simply because if they don't fix it quickly, they're going to be running up against the elections next year,